Some years are better than others, but this year, the Westland Water District and its agricultural communities are experiencing the worst water shortage in recent times. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Sarah Wolf of the Westland Water District and her family have lived within the Water District's boundaries for multiple generations. During these times, water has always been a critical resource that the farmers count on. Today, Sarah sits with me as public relations representative of the district and discusses circumstances that challenge agricultural water users of the region.
Westland's Water District is made up of 600,000 acres of ag land. We receive a water contract through the federal government. It's our only supply of water other than groundwater. It's 100% through the Central Valley Project federal water system. And our contracted amount is 1.19 million acre feet of water, and that equates to 2.5 acre feet of water per acre of land that you farm in the district. We are on the western side of the San Joaquin Valley, entirely in Fresno County and a small portion in Kings County. The district basically starts in the northern side in a community called Firebaugh and travels 70 miles south to a community called Kettleman City. It's about 20 miles wide and 70 miles long. All of our water supply, and actually two-thirds of the state of California, receives its water supply from the northern Sierras, from Shasta Reservoir and other state and federal dams in the northern Sierras. So the snowpack and the rainfall in that region determines our water supply. It makes its way out of those reservoirs and into the Sacramento River, flows south through the Sacramento River into the Delta. It commingles in the Delta with seawater and the fresh water coming from the Sierras. And at the southernmost tip of the Delta, there are two pumping facilities, a state and a federal pumping facility. Our water is pumped out of the federal facility, but there is also a state that pumps and services other water users throughout the state. Well, if you look historically prior to the delivery of the surface water, the federal water, the crops that were grown here were cotton, grains, safflower, wheat, today considered very low-value crops, and extensive users of water. So it's not the best use of the land and the climate to be growing those types of crops. We have become highly efficient in growing things like tomatoes, almonds, pistachios, where we are the leading producer for the nation and the world in those crops. Our tomatoes, our almonds, and our pistachios all are delivered to the worldwide market. Almonds, we produce 85% of the world's supply. Tomatoes, we produce 45% of the world's supply, and pistachios, we produce about 80% of the world's supply as well.
Sarah explained to me how and why they receive their annual allotment of water. It is, surprisingly, a combination of drought conditions developed by the climate and regulatory decisions regarding the protection of fish and wildlife that have the most impact on state decisions of water distribution across the state.
First of all, I'd say that Department of Water Resources and the Federal Bureau of Reclamation do jointly operate both the federal and the state pumps. They decide how much can be pumped at any given time. However, they are regulated by the biological opinions that have been implemented by Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries. So they are at the jurisdiction of those biological opinions, and that's what's controlling how much they can allow the pumps to be on. And in addition, we are junior rights, but as are all ag users in California, we have a system of delivering water that those with riparian rights have the highest ranking. And now, followed by them and in equal footing, are environmental needs, and behind them, municipal and industrial needs, and finally, agriculture. And we're an agriculture district, so we do have the lowest priority. And historically, that was because the agriculture industry does have flexibility to not grow crops, unlike a community that does not have the flexibility to not deliver water for daily use.
The district has, for many years, explored their possible actions if they did not receive adequate water, but it always seemed it would never happen. This year was different. Initially, in February, the state announced that no agricultural water would be delivered to the district. Fortunately, in mid-April, water conditions improved in the Northern California watersheds. The Central Valley Project reannounced that 10% of the district's allowable limit would be delivered. This drastically low water delivery has farmers making tough decisions on their farms.
A farmer might have 100 acres, and he might decide that he has enough water for 25. So he picks which 25 he's going to farm, and that's the patch that gets the plants.
Sarah went on to tell me that water is by far the most important and most challenging part of growing a food supply for the country and the world. The district has been blessed with rich soils, lots of sunshine, and perfect conditions for growing a variety of fruits, nuts, and vegetables. Recognizing the need to balance all parts of life, including the environment, municipal uses, and agriculture, is fast coming to a critical point. This district is ready and willing to work out solutions that achieve this balance. That means healthy watersheds and food on everyone's table. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.